from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, a Rob Brown lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Talk about Dion and the Buffs for just a minute. We've got a few minutes left here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Colorado fights for their lives last week. A week ago tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Is it a week ago tomorrow already? Goodness gracious. Fight for their lives against North Dakota State. End up getting a steal of a win over the Buffaloes, despite Coach Prime's best efforts to give away that game late, to stat pad his quarterback son's numbers at the end of that game. You're going to have a real difficult time convincing me that's not what happened. Well, there's two things that have happened in the last couple of days that I find very interesting as I watch the week-by-week evolution of this program. Earlier this week, Monday as a matter of fact, the Colorado Buffaloes put up a tweet. The tweet says, quote, irrelevant, air quote. And I say quote because they literally put quotation marks around just the word irrelevant. And then they posted a graphic. The graphic said ESPN's most viewed Thursday night opener in 7 years, 5.6 million viewers. And then a picture of Travis Hunter catching a touchdown pass against a North Dakota State University Bison defender. Now, I got to tell you, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. And if it was pretty much any other school, I don't feel like it would be that big of a deal. I don't feel like it would be any sort of deal at all. If this was Clemson, Georgia, and both of those schools put up this exact same tweet, I would go, okay, that's it. But I had a reaction to Colorado posting it. Now, I've said before and I'll say again, I want Dion to be successful. I found myself feeling a little bit less that way last Thursday. And I think I talked about this on Friday. I don't remember. But I felt going into that season, going into that game, and I've said a lot of times, I really do want Dion to be successful and Colorado to be successful because I feel like college football would be better with Dion being a top-notch coach, being a face of college football. I feel like college football needs personality. And now that college football players, and good for them, have the right to pick and choose where they're going to play, I think now more than ever, coaches become the face of their program more than the players, right? You're going to have fewer and fewer Tim Tebows. You're going to have fewer and fewer, like, that's when you think of that, you think of that guy. You're not going to have a lot of that. So I think college football would be well served for having Deion Sanders playing a major role at the top of that list. But I've also pointed out, I think this offseason sucked for Colorado fans. I think this offseason was bad for Dion. I think it was bad for college football. And the reason I said these things is Dion has been unnecessarily combative. Dion has been unnecessarily combative. I don't mind Dion doing Dion things. I don't mind him hyping the blenders. I don't mind him showing up on every college football show. I don't mind any of these things. And I don't mind these things because part of Dion being Dion is being a multimedia mogul, being somehow everywhere at once. I don't mind him doing the pod with RG3. I don't mind him going on game day or ESPN or Fox Sports or wherever he's going to go. In fact, I think it's good. Again, if I'm a head coach, I want as much pub as I can get. But when he started turning it away from I'm on pimping the school and the blenders and all that, and started turning it into getting into headbutting contests with local columnists and not dialing in on the team, I had questions. And then you go into Thursday night's game, and we're late in the game, and the Buffs are up one score, and all they got to do is take a knee and they win the game, run the clock out. And instead, Dion's got Shador dropping back and throwing long bomb passes to StatPad. Give me any other reason that you're throwing in that situation. Any other reason besides stat padding. There's not one. There's no reason to throw the ball in that situation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Other than to stat pad your son's numbers. None.
I will bring up what I did before, that if the quarterback takes it into his own hands and he calls the play,
then you bench his ass.
No, I don't care if it's your son. No, you don't. Because if that was the case, a lot of quarterbacks would be benched because a lot of them do that.
I'm not talking about in the second quarter because the quarterback sees something. I'm talking with 56 seconds left in the game, you up by a score and the ability to run the ball and run out the clock. You're telling me if a college football, not Patrick Mahomes, if a college football quarterback gets a run play called, checks out of it to a Hail Mary pass, when a run ends the game, you think Dabo would be good with that? You think Shannon would be good with that? I think they would be bleeping square turds if a quarterback did that, right? If Cade did that.
I don't think that thought has ever come into my mind and never will.
My old middle school football coach, Tom Grant, used that expression, and I've never been able to shake it.
That's so weird.
Yeah. He used to go, hang on, I'm going to do it the right way. I swear, son, if you do that again, you're going to make me a square turd. And it's that expression has stayed with me ever since. I don't know why.
Okay.
It's weird. I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, a lot of these things we look up where they came from. I'm not looking that up because that's just, I bet that was his phrase.
Oh, it was absolutely his phrase.
Okay. Again, happens all the time. Every level of football, coaches deal with it differently. I think it's because of the spotlight and it being his son, if he did that, if Prime was to bring him out and bench him after him doing that, if he did indeed do what I think he did and just called a play on his own, the blow up would be astronomical.
What? Okay. So I'm going to say it ain't because of the spotlight. It's because of the spot. If there's 56 seconds left in the first half, whatever. Whatever. You trust Shador. You're giving him that authority to make that call. It's 56 seconds left in the second half. You're up one score against the team that you already know can go late in the field.
You hurt your son's future by pulling him out of the game. You take the blame. You take the blame and say and let everyone think that you did it. But if it comes out that he did that, that might hurt his draft status.
And there we have it. That is Dion caring more about his son than the program he's been asked to lead.
But I would, if I were in his position and that happened to me, I would take it too. because whether it's my son or not, I don't want to hurt their draft status. I want them to succeed where go to the highest level of whatever they can. And if this would cause that to not happen, I would take the blame for it.
Then you're a wonderful father and a terrible coach.
No, what I'm saying
wonderful
is
father, even, awful
if it,
coach.
Even if it wasn't my son, I would do that.
Wonderful, wonderful person, terrible coach. Because if you put anything above the success of that program, and I'm not even talking about like in your whole life, I'm talking about
they still won.
In that 56 seconds, they won by 4 yards. And oh, by the way, had the missed targeting call get whistled, North Dakota State wins that game because they're scoring on the next play. All the momentum is in their favor at that point. If that targeting gets called, Colorado loses that game. If you put
so many
the
ifs
team,
in sports, I mean, the ending is what the ending is.
I mean, there's ifs in everything. The fact is, even though it didn't happen, you unnecessarily created a reality in which it might have. That's a problem. Now, let me get to the second part of this because we're right up on what the X is going on. Yesterday, Deion Sanders went into a press conference again. You know what he did? He spent the entire press conference. And this, Deion, this is what you should be doing the whole time. Deion pumped up the Buffaloes for sure. He said, look, at the end of the day, whether you love the show or they hate the show, you got to watch the show. That's us. That's why we're coming to town. I'm good with that. There's no issue there. Then he turned around and you know what else he did? He lauded Matt Rhule. He talked about Nebraska and how threatening Nebraska is and how good that program is. And by the way, sarcasm aside, he's absolutely right. Watch the hell out for the Huskers. I believe they're going to be good this year. But that's it, Deion. You got it right. You got it right. You didn't get in a headbutting contest with the media. You came out and you said, you might love the show, you might hate the show, but you know that we are the show and you got to watch us. Great. That makes me want to watch more. And then you didn't turn around and be a jerk the rest of the time. Deion, that's it. Do that. Do that and I'm in. Do that.
By the way, come at the media all you want. They're not a protective species like Rob thinks they are. They're not.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.